Hello, everyone. How's everybody holding up, especially here in the Philippines? Kumusta na kayo? It's been 4 months already that we're in quarantine as of this podcast. And already I see a lot of my friends doing alternative kinds of work. Kasi yung mga trabaho nila, lalo sa entertainment industry, medyo hindi pa natutuloy, hindi pa nangyayari because we're in this pandemic, among other things. So it's very interesting to see some friends who are doing something else to keep themselves busy and maybe earn a little extra. So with that, naisip kong i-podcast ngayon a longtime friend who I haven't seen in quite a while. And naalala ko siya dahil nagpadala siya ng napakasarap na chorizo dito sa bahay namin. And I think that's one of her alternate businesses now. And of course, when I mention the name City, alam nyo na yan. You know, she's the prime mover of the bossa nova genre dito sa bansa natin. And she's released one successful album after another. And so I'm just really glad to have with me here right now a good friend, City Navarro Ramirez. Yun, humaba na yung pangalan. Hello, City!
Hi, Kuya Jet. Thank you again for inviting me to guest here. Talagang, it's a really welcome sound actually for me, your talaga. Voice. And talking to you, alam mo yun, parang it really feels weird sometimes that getting to talk to people that we used to work with every day and then biglang, alam mo yun, parang sobrang tagal ko na just here at home, seeing the same people, my family, doing the same things. And then yun, nag-venture ako sa chorizo, so medyo hindi ako masyado kumakanta now. But grabe yung hunger ko for human interaction. Whether it's just through a phone call or a text message, wala lang. I'm just really, really happy to be here and to get to talk to you.
Well, the feeling is mutual because, you know, ang tagal na kitang hindi nakakwentuhan. Mm-hmm. It's been, I don't know, years perhaps, no? So it's really...
When was 9?
Was, I don't know, 2000 something pa yun. For our listeners, 9 was a musical that was staged by Atlantis Productions here many years ago. And si City was one of the lead roles na nakasama ko doon sa musical na yon. And I think that's where we became quite close eh. No, may isa pa, yung Spring Awakening,
yes.
Di ba? Before that.
We did Spring Awakening together 2009 or 8, thereabouts. But it was really during 9. I think 2012 ba yun or 2013?
Yes, we're talking about your love life during those times.
So it was a very...
Or the lack of.
Yes, actually, oh, lack of.
Pero ngayon naman, kita mo, happy ka kay Joey. And your new baby, who you lovingly call Lily Bubs.
God's grace.
Tama ba?
Yes. She is 20 months old right now and she pretty much occupies, well, not naman all of our time, but most of our time.
Well, you know.
But yeah, it's been good.
You're a full-time mom now, so at least, diba, there's something to focus your attention to aside from, you know, the troubles of the world right now, diba? So
especially at this time.
Is that one of the reasons why? Yeah, sorry.
Sabi ko nga kung wala akong ano. sorry Kuya Jet. please go.
Ganyan kami magkwentuhan talaga. Oh, okay.
Kakayaan pa tayo eh. No?
You were saying, sorry.
Sobrang excited na may makausap talaga. One of the reasons why we recently started a home-based business. We ventured into food business selling Bacolod-style homemade naked chorizo. Actually, Joey has long been asking me to start it. As in, siguro hindi pa natin ever maiisip na magkakaroon ng pandemic. Matagal na sinasabi sa akin ng asawa ko kasi he wants me to have my own business. Him being a businessman himself. And ako naman, parang I never really thought seriously about it until this pandemic started. And siguro I just felt a kick to start immediately. Alam mo yung as in Kuya Jet, hindi ko, parang sige, bili tayong 3 kilo bukas, benta natin dito sa Merville. I live in Merville.
Okay.
Benta natin dito sa Merville. Okay, post tayo sa Facebook. And then let's see. We are fortunate kasi mahilig sila dito in Merville to try many dishes, to try different dishes. So, nagtuloy-tuloy lang siya. But going back to, I think, what was supposed to be your question. Mm-hmm. Yes, my selling chorizo and my marketing chorizo and building this business is one of my ways of coping through this pandemic. Financially, my husband can really, well, I'm confident that my husband can provide for us. But iba pa rin kasi yung, alam mo yung Kuya Jet, syempre, I know how much you also miss performing na. You've been doing this for so many years. If I may ask, how long have you been performing?
I've been singing for more than 30 years. Yes.
You know, 30 mm-hmm. years.
In the old normal,
ako,
yes.
19.
Ikaw 19, oh, almost 20 years.
Normal. Ako 19. Mm-mm. So, di ba, parang biglang, all of a sudden, this gift, this talent, this opportunity to create music and art was taken away from us. And there's nothing we can do about it. And then, sama mo pa yung mga nangyayari sa mundo that we cannot control. Mm-hmm. So, this was also my way of coping and putting all my energies into this business para yeah. parang at the end of the day, parang pagod na ako. Hindi ko na iisipin.
And that's one of the reasons
kasi
why
hindi ko na siya kayang isipin. Alam mo yung Kuya
yeah,
Jet.
That's one of the reasons why I also like doing podcasts aside from the fact that it keeps me from getting bored and catching up with friends. Kasi naririnig din ng mga listeners natin how, especially in this pandemic, how people are coping, like yourself, in the hope that it will also inspire them to do something else for the time being na hindi nila kayang gawin yung dati nilang ginagawa, you know. And in your case, you suddenly put your foot down and said, I'm gonna get into the chorizo business. And you did it. And I'd like to say na, you know, you've been pretty successful at it. It's a good product. Like I said, natikman namin dito and we're gonna order again. So, yeah, you're one of the people I think that should inspire, no? Especially yung mga kasama natin sa trabaho na walang trabaho ngayon. No? That maybe they can think up of a new talent or a new skill that could, you know, prove quite lucrative for them, di ba? So,
And ano din naman siya eh, ano to Kuya Jet, I was gonna say na it doesn't mean na you're gonna turn your back on what you used to do before. It put on hold lang muna siya kasi hindi pa talaga pwede. Although I really do admire all the other musicians and singers who do live broadcasts from their homes every night. And they have the software. Alam mo, parang talagang maganda yung music experience.
Especially the likes of si Gary Vee, di ba? Nakita mo naman. Grabe yung kagamitan niya. Makita mo lang yung gear niya, ulam na eh, di ba? Kumbaga. And then, you know, like kami sa The Dawn, we also try. It's not easy. Like you said, lalo nung nag-lockdown tayo, it was really hard to get proper gear kasi sarado lahat ng mga shops where you can upgrade your stuff, right? Pero ngayon, na medyo nag-iisap, you see a lot of artists doing it. And I hope it continues because it really inspires people. And really, diba? It's one way of whiling away the time constructively. So, tuloy mo lang yan chorizo mo. And I'm pretty sure hindi na lang chorizo ang bibenta mo. Pati siguro yung tinapay nakasama ng chorizo. Anyway, Let's move on to the very meat of what you do, so to speak. At hindi chorizo yun. Okay? Kakornihan yun. But anyway,
I just had to put it in there, no? Kailangan. Really, naman yung opportunity.
Which is your genre, no? I'm not sure if I've already interviewed you in that music show that I hosted before, yung Mix Live. I can't remember anymore.
Did I? Yes. Oh, yes. So, dami naman ang
interview. Pero alam mo naman, pag music show na ganun, syempre, the priority is the artist and his or her music being played live. You know, the interviews are just parang in-betweens lang. Mm-hmm. So, I never really get to dive into a musician's thoughts or a singer's perspective as much as I can hear, you know, pag nagpa-podcast tayo. So, refresh my memory na lang siguro, if you will. Bossa Nova, when you started out as an artist, was Bossa Nova already your genre of choice?
I started singing the standards. Kasi nag-start ako pumwesto sa mga hotels and bars and lounges. And standards yung talagang required.
An example of which is?
Genre of music for performers.
Repertoire.
Examples of which are Nat King Cole, Natalie Cole, Frank Sinatra, Linda Ronstadt. In terms of songs, like the classics like Fly Me to the Moon, An Affair to Remember, L-O-V-E, parang yung mga, syempre naabutan ko pa yung cassette tape. So, yung isang cassette tape ni Natalie Cole noon.
Anak, parang, millennial ka na.
Oo, naabutan ko yun. Well, nasa tail end ako ng millennials.
So, when you were kasama doing standards, dun, pero, were you already with a live band or were you playing minus one?
Yes.
Live band na. Okay.
Live band. Live band ever since.
And then, how did you cross over?
And then, we did the Bossa Nova third. So we started with standards and jazz. And then, yung Bossa Nova ko noon was very, very minimal. Parang pang-breaker. And I'm sure you're super familiar with how it is when you make your sets. Na kailangan may slow song, may fast song, may mid-tempo. So si Bossa Nova yung pang-mid-tempo namin. That was 2001. And then on 2003 came along, my manager then, he had the idea of me doing an all Bossa Nova repertoire and gagawa niya kami ng parang group. So ang group namin noon dati is si TN the Cubanos. Meron akong gitarista na kumakanta din, si Lord Brian Soriano. And then meron akong percussionista,
si Lord Brian Soriano. Okay, sidebar tayo ng konti. You mentioned that name.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo ba kung paano ko siya nakilala?
Paano?
My wife and I and our friends, one time, we decided to go to a bar in Makati. Broadside yata yung pangalan, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then, meron siyang parang mga tables outside. Merong air-conditioned rooms inside, but we chose to stay outside. Tapos may tumutugtog doon. Mm-hmm. And then this guy saw me, yung musician, and then he recognized me. Tapos he sang one of our songs na version niya. So, sa sobrang tuwa namin sa kanya, we stayed. And then, kasi konti lang yung tao noon eh. But, you know, this guy was really playing his heart out. Parang, you know, he was in a big venue. Nakakatuwa siyang panoorin. And then, nung intermission ng set niya, I went up to him and thanked him, no? Thank you for playing Talaga Naman, you know, which is one of our songs. And he introduced himself as Lord Brian. Nanatawa pa ako, sabi ko, Lord Brian, wow, royalty ka pala. Oh, so kabanda mo pala siya, CT. Wow, small world.
Yes, siya ang pinakauna kong gitarista talaga. Siya yung pinakauna kong parang bandmate. Si Brian, tsaka si Ryan. And then we used to do gigs everywhere. Everywhere we can.
Pwestuhan talaga.
And doon nag-start yun. Pwestuhan talaga. And doon nag-start yun. And then gumawa ng demo yung manager ko before, si Kuya Gary Trinidad. Gawa siya ng demo, which he submitted to Warner Music. And then si Warner Music, yung nag-sugal for me to release an all Bossa Nova album. Ito na yung Cafe Bossa, which was released 2000.
Oh, I remember that album because yes. I don't know if you were already with Warner at the time also, pero alam ko napakalaking album nun eh. It was still ano pa, those were the times that you still get to sell physical albums like CDs. May cassettes ka pa ba noon or yes. CDs na lang at that time? Mm-hmm.
Wala that na, really CDs sold, na. No?
I don't think I have a copy of that. So, ano ba yung repertoire ng album na yun? Were there original songs there? Or they're purely covers? Sorry, ah, Sitza, kasi hindi ko maalala. Did you have any originals there?
No worries. There was one original, which I think is still the reason why I still get to sing. Right now, yun yung para sa akin. It came from that album, Cafe Bossa. Yes. 18 songs, isa lang yung original, and then all were covers.
Okay. So, given it was a format that worked really well for you, and through the years, you stuck to it, ano? Mm-hmm. Album after album. And I guess you have to thank your manager at the time for coming up with a brilliant idea, no? Na bakit hindi na lang ka na lang magbosa all throughout. You know? Really, I guess your album started a wave. Diba? Kasi naglabasa na yung mga iba-ibang bosa artists, no? Kumbaga followed on the heels of your success. And it really started a wave. Mm-hmm. So, when you got into this bosa thing as a career, did you find it in you to research deeper into the genre? You know, yung history ng bossa, yung pinanggagalingan ng music and all that?
Yes. Ako, Kuya Jet, dati, alam ko lahat ng storya ng lahat ng kanta na kinakanta ko. I remember I really researched a lot and prepared for Cafe Bossa. I actually took Portuguese lessons from a teacher in UP. Forgive me, I forgot na his name. But when I see him, I know him. Patawarin mo ko, Kuya Jet, and teacher. Halos lahat talaga nung kinakanta ko noon, ni-research ko kung bakit siya sinulat, ano yung ibig sabihin niya, and yung history mismo din ng Bossa Nova, how it was also used as a, well, some say that it was also used as a protest music back in the day in Brazil. But you know what was really amazing about the beginnings of Bossa Nova? Well, okay. First, it was born in 1958, and the forerunners were Antonio Carlos Rubim, João Gilberto, and then nag-team up na yung mga prolific songwriters in Rio de Janeiro at that time. Like Vinicius Gimorais. Naman ako lang ko na yung mga pronunciation. Me I too. Need to brush up on my Portuguese. But,
and then,
but alam mo ba, Kuya Jet? It started, the genre started because a group of friends would come together and jam in an apartment. And yung neighbor nila, kinakatok sila kasi ayaw nang maingay. So kaya yung earliest, purest form of Bossa Nova is just a man, João Gilberto, playing and plucking on the guitar, strumming on the guitar, in a parang bedroom voice. Kasi yun yung origin niya. Nag-jam sila, they were creating this new music. Pero ayaw ng neighbor niya na maingay. Kaya they had to tone it
down. So it became sort of a tone for the music, di ba? Kasi sila, Juan Carlos Jobim, parang ganun eh, di ba? Parang bumubulong lang sila, no? Tama ba?
Yes. Ang galing, no? Ang galing how a music genre is so born. You know, the circumstances.
Because he didn't want to piss off the neighbors. So it had this really calm and chill delivery. Ah, ganun pala yun.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
at the same time, they got the inspiration from the sea. So, like, you know how the waves come in sets?
Right.
Oh my gosh, do you remember? parang natouch ako dumigla. But yeah, the waves come in sets and then there's a lull in between. So the genre, they were trying to get that feel of that lull and calm in between those sets of waves. Yun yung parang intention talaga nila while they were creating it. Ang galing, galing.
And the great thing with bossa nova, I notice it's a genre that can adopt any other genre, which you've proven, di ba? Kahit heavy metal siguro yan, or kahit sabihin natin pop or reggae, you can bossify anything, no? So it must be a tough call for someone like you.
Well,
kasi,
yes.
Like you said, you know, you do originals, but you also do covers of popular hits mm-hmm. na ginagawang bossa nova. And since the possibility of bossa adopting any genre, kumbaga, siguro ang hirap din pag-isipan mm-hmm. ano yung kanta na pipiliin ko dito to make an album, no?
Mm-hmm. My process before when I was with Warner and then with MCA, actually, looking back, I think they really followed a formula na they would select per era which music, which songs yung magaganda talaga, yung nag-stand out, ganyan. And then they would get a really good mm-hmm. producer, arranger, and then have me sing it. And then I would get to a final say, actually. Kapag nabigyan na nila sa akin yung final, parang final set list. And then sasabihin ko doon if I think na I can do it or ibang song na lang. Parang ganoon yung naging process namin with Warner and with MCA. And then over the years, I would pitch in my original songs mm-hmm. and thankfully some of them would make the cut. But with the song selection process, it has always been like that for me with those labels. The only time I think that I really fought to make like an all original album was the latest one that I did. It was electronic. It's actually not really bossa nova, but it was a side project. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to make it for my own happiness and pride that, hey, I did this album and I'm really proud of it and it's all original.
So you had this love for that type of electronic music as you were, you know, going on with your career as a bossa act. Kumbaga, it's always been on the side of your head?
I suppose mm-hmm. I wanted to try something new and experiment. But I also know na I will always go back to bossa nova. It's parang yung feeling ko kasi talaga, Kuya Jet, mm-hmm. when I first started singing all bossa nova in 2003, na it didn't feel forced. It felt like I was coming home or bossa nova came home to me. I mean, parang meron talaga kaming spiritual connection ng genre na to. And I know and I think that through the coming years, I would still sing bossa nova kasi mm-hmm. talagang there's something really special there that I can't turn away from, even if I wanted to, or even if I say as a singer, this being my quote-unquote job, nasawa na ako or what. Even if I have to sing para sa akin a million more times, I think I would still sing it a million more times kasi there's just, it's now something that's integral na parang ay
part mo na siya talaga.
Parang naging ano ko na siya,
buto. Nasa katawan mo na siya, hindi mo na maalis.
Katawan ko na siya. Oo, parang pag tinanggal mo siya, parang may kulang. But I know there's still one dream that I've
and
yet
that?
To fulfill for bossa nova, and that is to go to Brazil. I haven't gone to Brazil yet.
Hindi pa ba?
Where bossa nova is more number two sila ngayon sa pandemic. So matatagalan pa ba ako?
It may take years or it may take next month. Who knows, di ba? Pero hang on to that dream because that is the origin of the genre that gave you the name. No? It's a career that landed you even hosting or shall I say singing jobs in TV shows, di ba? Napunta ka na rin doon. And how did it feel for you na, wow, I'm doing this guesting in this TV show, I'm a semi-regular here in ASAP, mga ganyan. Did you ever think that Bossa Nova would, you know, bring you to where you eventually landed?
Honestly, no. I didn't even think the first album would make it. Sobrang haba nung yung sa liner notes ko doon, sobrang dami kong thinankyuhan kasi feeling ko hindi na ako makakagawa ng album ever. Kasi, you know, our pop music here in the Philippines, talagang it's really more kung hindi ka rock, rock band, kung singer ka, kailangan biritera ka. Or, alam mo yun?
Parang, that's what, okay.
To really make it into the mainstream.
That's what I like about you. What you were able to achieve, Siti, no? You came out at a time when, you know, singers with powerful voices were all the rage. Diba? Mm-hmm. And then here you are doing almost the exact opposite. Chill. Diba?
Mm-mm.
No really blood-curdling notes. Diba? Yung patted-leated notes. And I think...
Litaw ugat notes.
I think that was one of the... Oh, diba? I think that's one of the secrets to your success. Kasi... hindi mo sinabayan yun eh. You did something quite the opposite, no?
Yeah. It wasn't.
Is that something you can say na contributor to your success?
I would say yes. Although it wasn't intentional on my part, kasi talagang yung singing, my style of singing is just how I sing. hindi ko siya inisip na ay ganito yung gagawin ko na style para iba ako. Hindi eh. Parang over the years of singing in bars and hotels, parang na-cultivate na lang siya. And I just really feel very fortunate na, yun nga, I'm a niche singer and yet nakapag-open ng doors for other niche singers like me to be able to perform also in mainstream venues.
So now in this pandemic, okay, so you have a business, the chorizo business. And you said so yourself na medyo nagigiyang ka nang tumugtog, di ba? Like any other artist, me included. So now that you're in the comfort of your home, staying safe with the husband and the baby, do you still find time to create music?
I create now and then when my mind is peaceful. Yun yung parang mahirap ngayon ma-achieve eh. To get into that space where I can minimize yung, hindi naman siya noise eh, but the sounds of everything, like the sound of my mind saying, reminding me of my responsibilities or of the orders tomorrow or that I have to be with my husband today or hindi pa ako nakapag-pray. Alam mo yun, it's hard right now to get into that space. But when I can, I create. Meron akong mga na-compose ngayon during the pandemic, which are actually not Bossa Nova. But I'm hoping that it'll get released soon. Okay. Pero parang I think the more important thing is just being able to have an outlet.
So are you still with Warner Music?
Actually, I am a freelancer right now. So the opportunities to create are even bigger.
So those are great insights, Siti. And my next question to you now is, how did you get into musical theater? Because napag-usapan nga natin earlier that you and I were fortunate enough to be cast in two musicals back in the earlier 2000s. No? What made you decide to do that jump?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember the first musical I ever watched. But I do remember that every time there is a musical staged, I would watch when I can. Kasi to me, iba talaga yung... Iba rin siya eh. Iba yung appeal niya, iba yung energy, iba yung magic that musicals and everyone involved in it can make. And I've always been fascinated with it. And, I remember. So Spring Awakening was my first stage musical. That was 2000.
Which was a pretty dark musical. Hindi ko ma-explain sa mga listeners kung ano yung kwento. Pero maganda yung music. So, si Duncan Sheik yung gumawa ng music. But it was a very sad musical.
Yeah.
And to see you act in a story like that, nung una hindi ko makonekte eh, kasi Bossa is, you know, at least in your terms, was a very happy genre, eh, di ba? Masaya pakinggan, you know, nakaka-relax. Mm-hmm. And then I see City, you know, crying on stage, you know, with a very tragic end in her character, parang ganun. Hindi ko na-connect. But doon ko nakita your willingness to be versatile. And were you at all afraid at some point to have jumped into something like that? Kasi, syempre, vocally, demanding ang musical theater, di ba?
Sobrang.
So, galing ka sa isang chill mood like Bossa Nova, hindi ka ba nabigla?
Nabigla ako. and I knew during the course of the whole run of Spring Awakening that I really needed to work more on my vocals. Alam mo yung Kuya Jet, yung nangyari nung Spring Awakening.
Lahat naman tayo eh.
By the time na...
Iba yung challenge talaga ng music.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
By the time na natapos na... Let's say for example, last weekend na ng Spring Awakening, parang doon ko lang talaga naramdaman yung sarili ko na sumuot ako sa katawan ni Martha with the voice to match. Doon ko lang talaga. Tapos parang ako, bakit yun lang? Or bakit patapos na? Pero, yun.
Well, like they say in Philippine musical theater, your closing night is your opening night.
Hindi ko alam, ganun din ba experience mo, Kuya Jet?
Yeah, all the time. Kasi nga naman dito, our runs are short, no?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi tulad sa ibang bansa, lalo sa Western countries. Yeah. They run for months or even years,
yes.
Di ba?
Yes, yes.
Eh tayo, after how many weeks, tapos na. Mm-hmm. And normally, sa last weekend, that's the only time that you're really, like you said, wearing your character already na alam mo na yung dapat mong gawin and kung saan mo dadalhin yung sarili mo, no? Emotionally and musically. So yeah, it happens to everyone. And kaya nga bilib ako sa'yo eh, dahil you made that jump and you actually did two. After that, you did yun nga, yung Nine the Musical, which was a totally different animal altogether. So I could see a lot of versatility in you and maybe hindi ka pa tapos, no? Hindi ka pa talaga tapos. You can still do so much more.
I hope so. I think parang ang nangyari kasi sa akin, Kuya Jet, parang talon lang ako ng talon eh. Talon ka lang kasi I know that there will always be growth in the unknowns. Parang may mga bagay ka pang marirealize dyan na hindi mo pala alam na alam mo or kaya mo or hindi mo kaya. Pero yeah, parang I think I don't know, talon lang ako ng talon noon eh. Pero sige, baka kung interested sila to have me in Spring Awakening, I'll join. I auditioned for Nine because I was in love with what was the song of Yula? In a very unusual way. I was so in love with that song. I really wanted to be a part of that musical. And I auditioned for it and I got it. Thank you, Direk Bobby. But
well, you just taught a lesson to all of us now, City. I guess in this pandemic especially. Na, you know, right now we're facing a big unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So always take that leap of faith.
Yes.
You know, matatapos din siguro tong pandemic na to. But in the meantime, I think... As artists, we should continue creating and exploring things.
Yes.
You know, maybe things that we didn't think to explore then, mm-hmm. baka kaya natin gawin ngayon because we have the time,
yes.
Right? So, City, maraming salamat for humoring me to guest in this show. Na-miss talaga kita and it's really great to hear your voice and it's good to know that you and your family are doing quite well. amid this pandemic, and I really hope the best for you. And again, maraming salamat kay Sir Kevin of Road Mics for this wonderful voice that I have right now, I hope.
Maganda talaga siya, Kuya Jet.
And thank you. And do you have any parting message to your fans who are listening right now?
Well, I just wanted to thank you again for inviting me to be a part of your, to be a guest in your podcast. And I want to thank you for doing this. Because even in just recording these conversations, to me, it's already creating. It's already an art form. And it's already, kumbaga, ano na siya eh, parang gamot na siya na nang hihilom. Just what you are doing right now. So yeah. I really want to thank you for this space and this opportunity to just be able to talk.
Well, thank you, Siti. And thank you to all our listeners, despite our little glitches in this online chat. Thank you for supporting us always. And remember, si Siti, merong chorizo. So, somebody na pwedeng order.
Yes. Please do check our Instagram page for our chorizo business. It's Bacolod style. It's homemade. It's chorizo hubad. We also sell chorizo patties. We also sell chorizo patties. And it's what makes it unique is it's an heirloom recipe from my mother-in-law. So I'm married to an Ilonggo, and this has been in the family for generations now, and it has always been a hit for our house guests. And we are happy to be able to reach customers here in Manila who want to go home to Bacolod or who want to taste something of Bacolod but can't just yet. And at the same time, syempre full on promo na ako, diba? At the same time, it's a very versatile dish. You can use it. Kami dito sa bahay, we just eat it with rice and eggs, but you can mix it sa pasta or pizza, whatever, what have you. Once again, the IG page is klims_chorizo. And then ako naman, my IG is bossagurl, bossagurl. And thank you once again, Kuya Jet. Let's all just keep creating and
you,
keep reaching out to each other and keep relating.
There you go, folks. Lesson learned again. Maraming salamat sa lahat ng listeners namin for this talk show. And remember, always keep safe, keep healthy. Bye. Take a piece of my-